What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. Make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J. Hey, y'all. This is Just a Touch of J, baby. Y'all know I like putting things out there in pieces for you, right? So listen, mama got a new series and I got to drop a dime on you. Yes. Mama got to drop a dime on you. Yes. So look, the new series comes on Sundays and it's called This Sunday's Word. Yeah, this Sunday's word. It's where I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to drop a dime on y'all. I'm going to give y'all the word of the week. Okay? And each week we're going to have a different topic. It's going to be a different word. So this is Just a Touch of J, baby. Make sure y'all check out these pieces. They are up next. All right? I love my babies. Bye-bye. Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing? Oh my gosh, what are y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life. Do what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Oh my gosh, I know y'all out there being so thorough and wise. And why do I tell you that I know that you are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby, huh? Come on, say it with me. Y'all already know. Because God made you that way, man. Shout out to you, God. Oh my gosh. He's a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. Now, what is the second reason why I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby? Ah, y'all already know that too, man. Because y'all are out there listening to me. And this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. And look, there's a third thing that I tell y'all too. You know I got to give a shout out to my haters. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Ready? All three. One, two, three. Hi, haters. Cause y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. So listen, if you're just coming over to the whole Just a Touch of J experience, you're trying to figure out, you know, hold on, what's this lady J and why she giving a shout out to her haters? Let me explain it to you, okay? Haters acknowledgement backwards, okay? That's all it is. All right, so I got to give a shout out to my haters because I'm acknowledging them, okay? Because they are acknowledging me. All right, this is what God's word says. Let me break it down to you. God's word says that he's going to prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemy, right? I'm going to anoint your head with oil, okay? And your cup's going to run over, all right? So basically, God prepares a table for you like me, all right? Let's just talk about me. Like I got a current health situation that I'm getting over, okay? So basically, I've been putting it out there in pieces for them, like everywhere, all over the internet, all over my podcast, you know, sharing my story, my testimony. So basically, people, you know, the naysayers, the disbelievers, the haters, you know, people who want to be nosy and all that type of stuff, they over there like this. Is that my girl over there shining on? That my girl over there shining on? They trying to figure out what's going on. You know, they peek around the corner, you know, like Jason, like, wait, but hold on, what's going on with Jay? Because they want to know, right? So God's like preparing his table for them. You know, just think about Thanksgiving, Christmas, you know, your birthday, everything that you want. You know, he put it out there in pieces for you. You know, just bow, like, bow, here you go. And they looking like, dang, that's kind of thorough. That's kind of wise. They want to see what's going on. Okay, so they come over and they wind up getting blessed by the message, because the message is God's light. His light that's radiating and that's shining bright like a diamond, okay? He said, let your light shine before men. All right, so he's putting me out there. I'm shining bright like a diamond. They coming over and they wind up getting blessed like the by the message, okay? It's kind of like this. You sleep, right? You're in your room. It's dark. Somebody comes in, hits the light switch. Bam, it startles you, right? It wakes you up. The light disturbs the darkness, okay? And it gets your attention. So sometimes God likes the light. He lets the light shine bright like a diamond so they can come over, you know, lures them over like bait. And they wind up getting blessed by the message, by your testimony, whatever he's using to put out there in pieces for them, baby. Okay, so what you got to say is, hi, haters, because y'all need this work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. He brings the message over for whoever needs the work. Whoever's listening right now, you need this work too. So look, have y'all been going over to My Name Is RONI76 on Instagram, baby? Yes. Y'all been checking out them pieces. Oh my God, Mama been dropping a dime on you. Yeah. I'm doing new segments on my mobile app daily. Sunday through like Friday. Okay, y'all will get them weekly or maybe every other week. This is just a touch of day, baby. You know, I'm just putting it out there in pieces for you. You know, I'm just starting off getting back to doing what it is that I do, And I've been living my best life. Yes. So let's talk about what's been going on My Name Is RONI76 on Instagram. So I put out there that they found mold in my house. Child, listen. That was like 9 days ago, 10 days, 11 days ago, something like that. I've been in a hotel, okay? But get this, put new plates in my house. Oh my God, just think about it, y'all. This is just a touch of J. Wait till I put these pieces out there. I'm gonna put them out there today. They put new ones in there and it grew in my bathroom. Like it almost filled the whole thing with white, nothing but mold. So that's one of the reasons why I've been sick, because I was living in that. Okay, brand new construction home. Somebody done did some builders or something, but baby, this is just a touch of J. God gonna handle them pieces with the lawyers and everything. So, you know, we gonna skid on over to the left, right? And talk about other stuff that I've been putting on. My Name Is RONI76 on Instagram too. Okay, and on Facebook, and Just Touch J Facebook page, it shoots everywhere. Twitter, Tumblr, you know, I got 5 Instagrams, 5 Facebooks. I've been putting it in all my stories, all these pieces, okay? So I've been putting out there that I've been doing a 411 episode. Yeah, entertainment episode, you know, put those little podcast pieces out there, right? That Inspirational Tuesdays, I've been putting that little thing out there too, where I find someone's post that inspires me and I talk about it. And then we got Wednesdays, yeah, the Making Love in V's Kitchen edition. And I've been telling y'all about Making Love in V's Kitchen. And I'll put out the Hoffman, you know, the little dish that I had, you know, put out there. And I, you know, we're going to get to those pieces. Okay, that's the little halibut dish, yeah. Then Thursdays, Popping Podcast Thursdays, when I've been giving y'all that new podcast on Thursdays. And then Fridays, yeah. Y'all got to check it out and see what's going on Fridays. It's like a little fitness thing, baby. A little health and fitness thing. But this is just a touch of J. Just trying to put it out there in pieces for you, baby. So make sure y'all checking that out on the Just Touch J app and everything. Okay, so look, we're moving on over to the left. So I could talk about making love in V's Kitchen. Yes. Have I been making love in V's Kitchen? Yeah. I actually been cooking. Guess what I ate, y'all? Fish. Yes. So God laid on my heart that I need to try to see him. And so I tried to see him in two different types. Okay. But Sakia, you know, however you want to pronounce it. This is just a touch of that, baby. I'll put it out there in pieces for you. But I tried it and it was good. Now I had to deal with the histamine issues later because I didn't take anything to break it up. I just wanted to see how my body was healing. So, you know, I've been fighting it off like all, you know, for the next couple days, you know, pins and needles a little bit, like kind of all over me. Oh, my back and my face, you know, and then I've been eating them dates that I really shouldn't be eating either. But this is just a touch of it, baby. Sometimes I just be wanting to put it out there in pieces. And my system is healing, okay? So, you know, it's just one day at a time. But I did introduce fish. So now I have three proteins, okay? I want to be careful kind of with the fish and not to have too much of it. Because I had like 6 to 8 ounces, child, each time. I had like 3 times in a row, baby. This is just a touch. It tastes so good. I could help myself. But now I'm dealing with the backlash. So, you know, I'm going to wait till I take the new product. Shout out to you, Toxin Prevent. And no, they are not paying me. But I'll wait till I take that product when it comes. And then I'll go ahead and I'll do more fish. Okay, so this is just a touch day. I put that out there a piece for y'all. I ain't doing nothing extra to it. But I did, you know, put a little salt on it. You know, the Himalayan sea salt. Because that's the only salt I can have right now, baby. It was good. And I put that out there. Oh, my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram. When I was thanking God for them pieces, said, Lord, I'm just so happy, God, to be alive. I'm so happy to be alive, y'all. Because this thing almost took me up out of here. But like I said, this is just a touch day. I'm just putting that out there in pieces for you. So look, we're going to skate on over to the left, to the left, to the left. Right? Talk about Just Touch J Fitness. Yeah. Look, I got to tell y'all something. So listen, I have been working out. Oh my gosh. I've been running. Yeah. So yesterday I ran 7 times. Yes, y'all. Like around like the cul-de-sac thing. 7. And then I've been doing like my exercises and stuff. Like I got to do this cross crawl exercise to get my coordination straight. And it's kind of like you're running, but it's in a walking motion. Okay, so I've been doing that. You lift your hands and your legs up like if you were running. You have to turn your head to the right and then turn your head straight when you do the other move. So I've been doing that. Okay, then I've been going up the flights of steps, 4 flights of steps, kicking my leg back, kicking my leg to the side, all that, baby. This is just a touch of J. And I gained some weight, but I'm gonna wait for that. Okay, I'll wait to tell you all that because I don't know how much yet. But look, this is just a touch of J. I'm doing good. I've been doing weight training. Okay, now listen, just with my 5-pound weights now, okay? We got walking it slow. But I've been doing all the exercises, basically, that I was doing before when I was bodybuilding. So that's amazing, okay? Doing ones for that butt, those buttocks, y'all, because you know my butt got flat like a pancake, baby. This is just a touch day. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. But it's starting to get toned again, and so are my legs and everything, just in that little bit of time. Because y'all know I gets down with the protein, so this is just a touch day. I just want to put that out there in pieces for y'all and let y'all know that I kept telling y'all I was going to work out. And now I'm doing what it is that I do, that I do, that I do. So I can shine bright, 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 bright like a diamond. Yes. So look, let's talk about Just a Touch of J's Fitness, right? J's Fit, hottest fitness pieces. Yeah, dropping one out there for y'all on Friday. Oh my God, you just touched it, baby. I'll put that pieces out there for you, okay? So ladies, gents, make sure y'all check that out. I'm gonna put it all up in the link tree in my bio. Put it on Just a Touch of J Fitness page on Instagram and Facebook. And guys, we do have Taylor's Fit coming to y'all too. I keep telling y'all about that because y'all know I put it out there in pieces. Then I drop a dime on you with it like pal. And then I tell you to go ahead and purchase that thing. Okay, so thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all your love and support. That's just a little bit of J's Fit. Just a Touch of J's Fitness. Just putting out a little bit out there in pieces for you. So let's talk about Just a Touch of J app. So thorough, it's so wise, it's getting so much better. Oh my gosh, working on it, you know, in secret, you know, so I can do what it is that I gotta do for y'all. And it's gonna be amazing. Y'all gonna have so much on the Just a Touch of J app. But for right now, just make sure you have the 4.0 version. That's it. If you got that, then you good with those pieces. More things are coming, okay? This is Just a Touch of J. Like I said, I'm just getting back out there, okay, doing what it is that I do, that I do, that I do. So just pay attention because I'm gonna definitely be dropping a dime on y'all, and I'm definitely gonna be shining bright like a diamond. Y'all gonna be seeing these videos of me working out and everything, okay, because y'all gotta see the transformation. You have to see what God is doing. You have to see how I lost all my hair. You have to see how, well, not all my hair, but child, lost a lot of it. Thank you, Lord, for not letting me lose all of it. But you know, you just have to see how I how I went and I was one way and then I went to another way and how God restores me. You have to see that. Okay. So I got to put those pieces out there for you, and I'm putting it on Just Touch of Jay app and everywhere. Okay. Now, Just Touch of Jay Cannabis Line. Someone good. Thank you. Okay. All right. I created 4 strains last year. Okay. My own stuff, you know, look, okay. Put it out there, you know, in pieces for y'all. I also have Just a Touch of J cannabis papers. Please, if you are a smoker or, you know, you do what it is that you do legally. Okay. You know, those pieces are up in my bio where you can purchase my rolling papers. French Premier Numero Uno rolling papers. King Slim magnetic booklet. All you need is Just a Touch of the J. And it's a song out there, you know, that I did a remake with Drake's. Laugh Now, Cry Later. And baby, you get some of that Just a Touch of J, of the J, you might laugh now, cry later, baby. And I'm just trying to put that out there, pieces for you, okay? That's it. So look, I think that's it, right? Beat Break Radio. Definitely got to talk about Beat Break Radio. Y'all, oh my gosh. Giving a big shout out to Beat Break Radio for backing me, sticking with me, doing what it is that they do, supporting me, just showing love. Oh my gosh. Shout out to them, 87 FM in Atlanta. You can also listen to them on the Beat Break Radio. They got their own app just like me. You know, they out there doing what it is that they do. And they got the Just a Touch of J show premiering at 12 a.m. midnight, okay? Because I'm going to be doing like the little Love Jones thing, you know, like BT, you know, just giving y'all the pieces. Right now, we are playing my repeats of my podcast and things like that, you know, while we're working on stuff. And also, now, y'all can catch me at the top and the bottom like every other hour. Yeah, I'm doing a 411 wire. So make sure y'all check out those pieces. I was talking about, oh my gosh, Khloe Kardashian. I was talking about Kamora Lee Simmons. I was talking about All Star Weekend. I was talking about Coming to America. Oh my God, I was talking about Tiana Taylor. I was talking about T.I. and his alleged stuff that he got going on, baby. And all these other pieces for you. And this is Just Touch of J. Now look, mama got to drop a dime on you because I got a story to tell like Biggie. Oh my God, I got a story to tell y'all like Biggie. So look, I'm doing what it is that I do so I can shine bright like a diamond. Yes. And I was like, daggone, I got to record Sunday. You know, the Sunday's word, right? So look, you know, girl, I always got to be transparent. I got to keep 100 with you. I started kind of get like discouraged a little bit. Because, you know, I'm just starting back with these pieces. And I'm like, you know what? I don't know. You know, like, gosh, you know, the enemy was on me. You know, my histamine level kind of raised and I wasn't feeling it like I was feeling it before. Like I had stopped feeling like it feels like things crawling all over you. And I know you're like, what do you mean? It's like pins and needles that are all over you. So when it raises in your body, sometimes because of things you eat or your stress level or like girls, their cycle. Okay, my cycle was getting ready to come on. So it was kind of like all these factors play in. Just think about a glass. And if you fill it with things like water or juice or milk, you just keep filling it. It and when it gets to the top of the histamine level, you start to feel it. So I'm like, okay, my histamine is a little high. You get increased sense of smell. You know, my smells didn't really go up crazy or nothing like that, thank God. You know, because you don't want those pieces. I didn't break out or nothing like that. Got a little bit of like an itch, kind of like a little rash on my arms a little bit. That's what happens, but nothing like crazy. You know, I was just like, okay. But see, I'm trying to not take like antihistamines and a lot of drugs. I'm trying to do it like herbally and things like that. So I said, okay, I had to fish, but I was getting kind of discouraged because I'm like, man, you know, like this is going on now. I got to do the Sunday word. You know, things are going on with the family. You know, I'm in a hotel, then the new mold and all that. And that was yesterday. Today is Monday. That was Sunday. So I'm like, daggone, I got to do Sunday's word. But I was like, kind of like a little discouraged. Any of y'all out there going through that because you kind of get like overwhelmed? Which is so many pieces. You know, I'm starting back again. And I'm happy because I'm running. You know, and I'm happy because I'm doing things. But I was just like, oh gosh, this is kind of starting to be like overwhelming. Like it's a lot. So I was going to give y'all the Sunday word. The Sunday word was going to be about perspective. And I had it all mapped out. Okay, this is what I'm talking about, perspective. You know, I was watching T.D. Jakes and I got it. I got a word dropped in my spirit. And I said, okay, this is what I'm going to talk to him about on yesterday, which was Sunday. And I listened to my pastors and all that, but I was kind of just like off a little bit. Any of y'all off out there because you just like are so overwhelmed with things? It's not a lot, but it's just like, it's different because it's kind of like new. Your life is shifting. You know, anybody out there going through that? It's just like you have more on your plate, more. So I'm sitting up here and I'm listening to T.G. Jakes, and he starts talking about, as I was watching a perspective message, faith is perspective, right? Check it out on YouTube. It's dope. And he gets kind of like towards the end of it, the middle of it. And I'm like, God, I feel like God is speaking to me. So I'm like, God, what are you telling me? And then I hear him say, T.D. Jakes, more. And I'm like, oh. So look, y'all, I got a story to tell like Biggie. I got to drop a dime on y'all. It's all about more. See, I'm sitting up here and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, I got this going on. I got that going on. You okay? Oh my gosh, y'all already know what happens. It's just a touch of that, baby. Y'all already know what happened when I'm starting to put it out there a piece for y'all and I get interrupted. Y'all know I got a story to tell like Biggie. Y'all know it's about to be good. So look, let's get back to it. More, right? So I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I got more. I got more. I got more going on. Right? Anybody out there going through that? Because that's what T.D. Jakes, he started talking about more. And I'm like this. I'm like, oh, okay. I got more going on. Then he said, to whom much is given, much is required. And see, look, let me share this with y'all. Oh my gosh, I feel the spirit. Thank you, Jesus, all over me right now. So look, through this whole time, right, since like 2016, since I've been exploring my entrepreneurship and starting my businesses and doing what it is that I do, like doing my own thing, just a touch of Jake thing, okay? Changing, evolving my life, trying to be better, a better person. Since I've been doing this, sometimes when it would get kind of like hard and strenuous, okay, I will always hear that scripture, to whom much is given, much is required. Like God would drop it in my spirit. You know, it says, hide God's word in your heart so you will not sin against it. So basically, that basically means like you study God's word, you remember it, and it like kind of like sits in your heart. You remember it, okay? It's like a song. It's there. It doesn't go away. And it'll come back to you like when you need it, all right? Now look, I'm trying to put these pieces out there for you. Follow me. Okay, so I will always hear this through the years. Now, since like 2016 to now. And I'll be like, yeah, you know, to whom much is given, much is required. Okay, yeah, you know. But yesterday, I heard it different. When T.D. Jakes said more. To whom much is given, much is required. So I had to write down a couple notes for y'all, right? Now, look, I don't usually do notes. I just, you know, freestyle it and just let God talk through me. Okay, because that's what I pray all the time. Okay, God, let me go ahead and be able to speak your word. Speak through me. Okay. And we got to pray too. I got to make sure I do prayer at the end. But if I forget it, I got y'all the next time. Okay. Because I'm working on those pieces. All right. So look, here's the notes. So when he said, to whom much is given, much is required. Right. And we're talking about more. I was like, oh, okay. So an example of more would be, all right, now follow me. Okay. You get a bigger car, right? So if you get a bigger car, right, you're going to need more gas. Because you're increasing with something, all right? If you get a bigger house, you need more electricity, right? To heat the house or to cool the house. This is just a touch of Jay. More gas, more water, okay? Promotion at your job, right? Better opportunity, okay? More responsibility, all right? You might be leading teams or doing what it is you got to do. You might be a manager. More responsibility. More. Okay? Now, new relationship, right? Not like your own relationship. Not like that other one. You know, you got to give a little bit more. But this one, you got to put it out there pieces. But you got to spend more time. Or if you were by yourself, now you have to do things differently. You have to give more. Okay? So those are a couple different areas where your life could change by getting more. Oh man, I hope y'all getting this. So when T.D. Jakes said more, and then I heard him saying, to whom much is given, much is required, right? And that is Luke. That's in Luke. I'm gonna drop a dime on y'all. Let me tell y'all what it is right now so y'all can know what it is. It's Luke 12.
Oh, let me make sure I got those pieces correct for you. So I want to make sure I tell you what scripture it is. Let's see. Luke. Guess I gotta go to my Bible. Luke. Sorry, y'all. I should have this up. But work with me. Luke. Okay. Luke. We're gonna get there. Luke. I want to give y'all it. I want to make sure you got it. Seriously. Right? When you want something, you can't never find it. And I wrote it down, and then it's like, where is it at? Right? To whom much is given. Okay, Luke 12:48. Okay? That's to whom much is given, much will be required. Okay? So I'm like, dang, to whom much is given, much will be required. So if you're getting these things, they require more. Because they are more. When you get more, now more is required. Oh my gosh. So look, this is just a touch of J, baby. I'm going to try to put these pieces out there. Then we're just going to close this thing out. Because this is real simple. This is real easy. This Sunday's word is more. Okay, so TD Jakes, he's talking about more. So who much is given, much is required, is clicking with me. Okay, I got more. So much is given to me. So more is required. More is given to me. So more is required. So if you got more given to you, more is required. Sometimes it's a lot. Like Job in the Bible, Job had a lot of destruction, a lot of stuff happened to him. You know, the enemy basically came to God like, look, you know, Satan was just like, look, I'm about to go ahead and mess with your people's Job. I bet you if I mess with him, you know, he'll curse you and he basically won't be cool with you no more. That's basically what he said, right? So God like, go ahead, but just don't do this to him. Okay, you can't do that, but you can do whatever else you want. So everything was just like, his life was just like turned upside down. Anybody out there going through that? Like your life just like turned upside down? Okay, this is just a touch. I'm trying to put this out there pieces for you because you got more. So that's what happened. He got more turmoil. He got more heartache. He got more pain, right? But at the end, he got more. God gave him more. So I'm coming to you and I'm just trying to tell you that sometimes when you go through things in life and you got a lot going on, you got more. You're at a level now where you can accept more. Okay, like me, I got Beat Break Radio. I got all these things now. I'm coming up out of this thing right here. All of this stuff, I'm finding out what's going on. I'm finding out there was mold in my house. That's more. I'm finding out that we did the second thing of mold. That was worse. That's more. I'm in a hotel. Now I don't even got my brand new construction home. I'm in a hotel. That's more. Okay, I got to drive myself around. I got to do what it is I got to do. And I got to make sure that I'm okay. That's more. Doctor's visits and all this type of stuff. It's more. More. I'm putting it back out there in pieces for y'all. More. So more is required of me. More is required of you. I don't want you to look at your negative situation or anything that you got going on and think that it's too overwhelming for you. Because see, the enemy, he'll try to get you to look at your more as your more being bad. Mm-mm. Your more is good. Your more is good to whom? Much is given, much is required. God is giving you more because he's going to give you more. More means more. Better car, just got to put a little bit more gas in it. Different type of luxury car, better quality of gas. You understand what I'm saying? More. This is just a touch of J, baby. Don't get discouraged in your more. I almost got discouraged in my more yesterday. And my more, I'm like, dang, well, I got to do this and I got to do that and I got to do this. Oh my gosh, that's a lot more. But then I start to think. And y'all know what happens when I start thinking. T.D. Drake stopped to dime on me. He was like, no, more. To whom much is given, much is required. When Job got everything,
It was because he could handle the capacity of it. Do you know how much more he got? God restored everything to him because he could handle more. More gives you more. So if you're out there, like I said, you're going through stuff, you're like, man, I got this going on, I got that going on, count it on joy. Be happy because now you got more. Now you got to learn how to handle it differently. New levels require new devils. It's more elevation. You're elevating. You're climbing the ladder. You're getting better. You're getting better. That's why you got more. Don't be upset at the more and think it's too much. No, it's not too much. It's exactly what you need at this point in your life. It's exactly what you are supposed to have, which is more. Because now you're able to handle more. And the better that you handle it, the more you can handle it, you'll get more. And this is just Touch of Jay, baby. I just want to put that out there in pieces for somebody. Because I really, like yesterday, I was really sitting back like that going, I got to do the Sunday Word. I got 411 I got to do. I just got done running. I got to go to like two stores. That took me like 2 hours. I got to find my meat. I got to do this. I got this at the house with the mold. I'm in here. Like, I wasn't complaining, but I was like, dang, this is more. But he said, to whom much is given, much is required. More. I'm out here and I'm able to bless. Oh my gosh, I keep praying that God lets me bless millions, and I know he will. But thousands and thousands and K's and K's and K's. I'm being played in over 100 countries worldwide. Okay, everywhere. This is just a Touch of Jay. They know me. Shout out to y'all out there in Zimbabwe, in Madagascar. They know me in London, Japan, Israel. I'm getting translated. I'm everywhere. Okay? They listen to me. This is just a Touch of Jay. Hi, y'all. Okay? Because I can handle more. More means more. So if you out there and you got more, I just want to encourage you, please be happy. I know it might be hard sometimes. I go through it too. Sometimes we look at the more as it just being overwhelming, like more in a bad way, but we got to see it in a good way. Okay? And it's just Touch of Jay, baby. I just want to put those pieces out there for you. So look, whom much is given, much is required. That's all I had to say. This Sunday's word for the week is more. More. Just remember, if it's more on your plate, that's a good thing. Right? Oh gosh, God's dropping a dime on me. I'm able to eat more. I was eating 50 calories. My God, Lord Jesus, to nothing for days. My body went into starvation mode. I got tears in my eyes when I'm saying this to you. But now I can eat more. Almost 4,000 calories a day. I'm clearing like 3,500 calories a day because I can handle more. Oh, I'm speaking to myself as I'm speaking to you. Thank you, Jesus, more. Okay? Because I have the capacity to handle more the same way you do too. All right? So look, this is just a Touch of Jay. I just had to put that out there in pieces for you because I don't want you to get discouraged in your more. All right. So look, how y'all want me to end this? Huh? Y'all like it when I do it like that. Look, I got a little emotional because like he really dropped a dime on me. Like, look, you eating more? God spoke that word to my spirit. And I was like, dang, you know what? You right. You eating more. Like literally God feeding you more. He giving you more. He giving you more because you can handle more. Like I said, to whom much is given, much is required, man. And I'm just going to end this like this, okay? Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? This is just a Touch of Jay. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you, baby. That's it. So what's the first thing that I tell y'all? When I'm skating on up out of here and I'm moving on over to the left, to the left, to the left, so I can do what it is that I do, baby. Try to handle this more. It's don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Please don't. No. Don't do it. And don't make yourself feel like you ain't thorough and wise. And I kind of was doing that a little bit yesterday because I was like, man, I'm worried. Oh my gosh, you know, I don't know what to do. It's just so much. You know, am I going to do it right? You know,
And you know, you might be doing that too, because it's just more. Just remember, it's a thorough level. Don't make yourself feel like you ain't thorough and wise and nobody else in your more. Okay? Now, you do that by shining bright like a diamond. Yes, shine bright like a diamond, like me. Like, look, I'm out here running like this, like, oh my gosh, you know, like, I can't believe I'm out here running again. Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm out here, like, doing this and doing that. I'm shining bright like a diamond, y'all. Skin done cleared up, head coming back. I'm like, oh my God, I'm putting on weight and stuff. I can see my muscles and everything. Looking at my legs, like, look at you, Jay. You getting there. You getting there. You putting it out there in pieces. You getting there. Right? Shining bright like a diamond. That's what you do with your more. You let it shine. Okay? Don't dim it. Let it shine. Okay? And then you know what else you do with your more too? You spread love. That's the last thing I tell y'all. Because it's the Brooklyn way. You know, that's one reason. Okay? And it's just a touch of J, baby. I just got to put that out there in pieces for you. You got to give love. Because the world needs love. Okay? You gotta give love. You gotta give love to yourself. You gotta remember, God is giving you love when he gives you more. That's his love. Even if it feels like it's overwhelming, it's more. He giving me more food. I'm like, Lord, every time I turn around, I'm hungry. But it's more. I should be happy because I didn't have more. I couldn't handle more. My system couldn't handle more. Okay, so quick recap. All I want to tell y'all is, in your more, just make sure that you look at it as a good thing. Okay, sometimes we get a little caught up, and I wanted to let you know, I had got caught up on Sunday. I was supposed to give y'all the Sunday thing, and I had to do it on Monday because I felt like it was more. It was kind of overwhelming, but I'm working on it, and I'm getting there. Before I know it, I'm going to be right back to boom, 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 doing what it is that I do. But I kind of got caught up in it a little bit. And I know y'all are out there going through that too. You know, a lot of stuff. Corona is more. A lot of y'all are going through a lot that has increased your more, okay, capacity. And you might be looking at it just in a bad way. I need you to look at it in a good way. So that's all that was about, okay? So look, I love my babies. Keep me in prayer. I'm tired, okay? But, you know, I'm going to keep on shining bright like a diamond. I got stuff I got to do, okay? And y'all do it too, all right? And just remember, like I said, I love my babies. And I'll be back when I got something else to say. Hey, y'all, this is Just a Touch of J. I almost forgot to go ahead and pray for y'all. All right, so look, got to go ahead and pray. All right, y'all ready? Bow your heads, close your eyes. Got to put this out there in pieces for y'all. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, I come to you, God, just saying thank you. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus, for opening up the windows of heaven and allowing me to be able to speak your word to your people. I ask you, Lord God, to please allow it to penetrate and to be able to help them to be staying focused, Lord God. If anybody's out there going through anything, please know that Jesus is a rewarder to those that diligently seek him, that he will never leave you or forsake you, that he's there. And the reason why he gave you more, Lord God, thank you for increase, for giving us more. It's because to whom much is given, much more is required. So God, just touch them, Lord, wherever they are. Allow them to know the God that you are and that you are there for them. All right, y'all. So look, this is it. All we say is Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And if anybody wants to know God and you don't, just pray for him to come into your life and to change it. And he will. All right. So look, y'all, this is Just a Touch of J. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right. Check out these next pieces. I love you. Bye-bye. And remember, God loves you too. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J, baby. Coming at you, putting it all out there in peace. I just had to drop a bomb on my flex. Oh my gosh, just that work, baby. And baby, you know you're fine, right? Fine. Right?
Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J and I'm coming at you. Making love in V's kitchen. Y'all hear that? Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
You better download that Just a Touch of J app. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on one second. This is Just a Touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out. My baby like it when I do it like that. All he needs is just a touch of J.
Pieces for you. Pieces for you.
Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right?
All you need is just a touch of J.
Just a touch of J. Y'all hear that?
Pieces for you.
I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit.
Shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right?